Wow. Easter. Or is it resurrection? In Matthew 28, 1 to 15, "Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning and his clothes white as snow. The guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men." I would say that's fainted. "But the angel answered and said to the women, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen as he had said. Come and see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he's risen from the dead. And indeed, he's going before you in Galilee, and there you will see him. And behold, I have told you.' So they went out quickly from the tomb with great fear and joy, and ran to bring his disciples word. As they went to tell the disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, 'Rejoice!' So they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. Now, while we're going, behold, some of the guard came into the city, reported to the chief priest all of the things that had happened. And when they had assembled with the elders and consulted together, they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, saying, 'Tell them his disciples came at night and stole the body as he slept.'" I want you to notice that's crooked right there. You see that? They're buying things. They're buying silence. Do you think people still do that? "And if it comes to the governor's ears, we'll appease him and make you secure." So they took the money and did as they were instructed. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. This is the morning when the Christian church, if you want to know, celebrates what we've come to know as Easter. It's a day when we commemorate and celebrate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. I don't know about you. I like the word Easter well enough, but I like Resurrection Sunday better. The word Easter is believed to be from the word Estra, which is an Anglo-Saxon name for a pre-Germanic goddess of the spring of fertility. Her festival was celebrated on the day of the spring equinox, and many of the traditions used in her worship survive this day. The Easter Bunny, the sweet little Easter Bunny, is a symbol of fertility to many in the world. Easter eggs, painted with bright colors, represent the sunlight of spring, and giving of baskets filled with treats are just a few more traditions to survive. We need to remind ourselves that Resurrection Sunday is not about Easter bunnies. It's about celebrating the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ arose from the dead. And that happened on the first Resurrection Sunday by his own power. Nobody woke him up. Nobody got him up, stood him up. He came out on his own power. I will tell you that with what's going on at the tomb, we're going to look at the events of the tomb of Jesus and the day and see what happened and what it means for us, all right? So some of the women approach. This is interesting to me. Jesus has come forth out of the grave. Women are going like crazy to touch him, to be near him. They're crying, they're smiling, they're laughing. Have you ever cried and laughed at the same time? That's all going on here. They're euphoric. No men were on the site. That makes me curious. Jesus hung out with the women, not the way people do today. Matthew records the fact that two women came that morning. The other gospel writers reveal the fact that others also came. But what happened here, it's not like they're taking shifts. It's like some get here, and then later some else get here, and then a little later here comes some more. That's kind of what's happening. Many of them, once they got there and Jesus was not in sight, they were sad and somewhat defeated. So we need to know that in Matthew 28 and verse 1, we're not going to take a whole bunch of time with that. We're just going to see things here. They came to look. They just came to look. You ever been anywhere to look? You ever seen a wreck on the side of the road and you know that person's either dead or they're getting in the ambulance? But you stop. Why do you stop? You want to see what's going on. Everybody wants to do that. This is what they were doing. They were sad. They had cried and cried and cried and cried for 3 days. And now Jesus is alive. Most likely with the women. They were coming to make sure everything was in order in the tomb. If you were serving the God of heaven, would you do it really right or just piecemeal? How would you do it? You'd take every precaution. The verses tell us that Mary Magdalene lingered at the tomb. And here's a woman, Mary Magdalene, who owed much to Jesus. There had been a time in this woman's life when she had been possessed by demons. Her life had been radically changed by Jesus, and she loved him more than her own life. This is what Easter is about. If you remember, she was the last one to go to the cross. That says so in Matthew chapter 27, 60-61. She was the first to see him after he had risen from the dead. Her heart was broken that morning, but she still came to love him and worship him. Can you identify with something like that? Thank God for those who just want to be by somebody, who want to be helped by somebody. There's some interesting things here. Humanity in the mines was the only ones who sent ambassadors to the tomb early that day. Heaven also sent an emissary to proclaim the good news that Jesus Christ was not dead, but alive. Do you know, for you to believe this story, you got to have faith. You got to have faith in the written word that lets us read and expound on that. In Mark 16, he rolled away the stone, and it tells why the women made their way to the tomb to finish preparing the body for burial. One of their concerns was how to remove the stone. Now, when you're talking about this stone, you're not talking about a little rock. That stone, for them, was an exclamation point at the end of the sentence of death in their mind. He's gone. We won't see him again. We loved him. We want him back. He's dead. Every one of us, well, most every one of us, have been to a graveyard. Yes or no? And there are people, most likely, today whose loved one may have died 20 years ago, and they'll be at their headstone today. I mean, this happens all over the place. The stone, they thought, he's gone forever. But thank God the Lord took care of the stone. The stone was rolled away, and it was forever empty. One of the obstacles of faith, the stone, was out of the picture now. Not only did he do that, he removed the soldiers. Soldiers are pretty beefy guys, those guys in those days. They weren't wimps. And when you can scare them off because of what happened, something big's going on somewhere. Jesus Christ removed the soldiers, which was an obstacle. They sealed it with Pilate's seal, and they posted a company of guards around it. A detachment of soldiers stood as an obstacle between the saints and the entrance of the tomb of Jesus. However, when the angel appeared, this has got to be funny. You got these big brassy guys, you know, they're defending everything. And all of a sudden, angel appears, made short work of the soldiers, scared them to death. You know what happens to evil eventually? Always. It gets frightened. It can never stand. Here's another thing that happens. He reminds the saints, that's us. As an angel began to speak to the women that morning, the greatest obstacle of all was removed, and that was unbelief. There were many who would never believe that he was dead, he raised from the dead, and the stone was rolled away. They were reminded of the crucifixion in John 19:25. And these ladies, they were into it. It was a lot of the guys that didn't do well with it. Women have a better brain than most of us guys. I hate to tell you that, but it's just true. We're dumber than an ox. The angel tells them, "You are at the tomb, but Jesus has arisen. You are to remember that when Jesus died on the cross, what was his words? It is finished." If I went in my shop and built something, and all in my head, it was all there, and I can just do this, and it's going to turn out just right. How many of those projects, guys, have you had to undo and redo? When Jesus Christ said it's finished, that is the end of it. You don't have to beg for mercy. All you do is say, "I want to be like Jesus. I want to be in his embrace. I want to be in the promise of God." God has his promises. He has eternal life. And you and I are going to die. Everybody raise your hand that you think you're going to die at some time. Don't do it today, but at some time. But here's the thing. Though you die, because he got up on his own power, he has the power to raise us up, and we will live again. It is not over because you die. That's good stuff. When the Lord speaks, we need to listen. When we have that thing that happens, and we have that tug that comes with it. You remember the tug? Any of you, when you were baptized and came into your life of Christ, do you still have that tug? Do you still have that reminder? I will never leave you. Did God say that? If He says, I will never leave you, can you trust that? Here's what we need to do. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ.